Well, hello, and welcome to the Pump Fake Podcast, brought to you by the Anchor app, which, as you already know, I'm still trying to figure out how it works. I'm presently sitting here. I got the girls. They just went down for their afternoon nap, out like a light. Beautiful. If you're a parent, it's the best time of the day, whenever your kids are quiet. Sitting in the bathroom, my office. Getting ready to hop in a shower. Got the water going. I love the steam and the sound of the running water. All of that stuff. It helps me clear my mind. It relaxes me. And I'm sitting there and I'm actually getting ready to do a little bit of prep to record the podcast. And I open it up and I'm going to, I don't know, Yahoo Fantasy. I'm looking up some football stuff. And the top thing that I see right now, the headline, and this might be all news to you. You maybe haven't gotten this alert yet, so I hope I'm the first one to break it. But multiple sources, looks like Deshaun Watson is out for the season with a torn ACL sustained in practice. Not a lot of other details other than that. I mean, all this stuff is coming up, you know, 6, 7, 5 minutes ago. Looks like it was only broke an hour ago by NFL.com and ESPN, but it would appear that the Golden Boy, most likely still the top candidate for the Rookie of the Year, Deshaun Watson, Houston Texans quarterback, is done for the season. That's a wrap. So, not really sure how that is going to, affect Houston, what their plan is, who they're going to, you know, try to sign or who's going to be taken over for them. But, you know, what a debacle. So, and not that this is particularly interesting, but you know that he was a part, Deshaun Watson was just a part of a major trade between the Hurricane Dickas, who had him for several, since the beginning of the season, and just recently moved him during his bye week. Deshaun Watson is out. And that trade was between myself and Hale Heisler. So it looks like Heisler has already started making moves, if you will, to figure out who to replace him with. But as I'm looking right now, Deshaun Watson is on the available list, so he was dropped. Try to get Heisler in here for a little bit of an interview, just kind of discuss what he's thinking going forward. But, yep, as it stands right now, Colin Kaepernick. Oh, excuse me. Deshaun Watson out. Actually, one of the headlines I'm looking at right now is saying that Colin Kaepernick going to be the next quarterback for the Houston Texans. So, all right. That'll do it for this first segment. Check back. We're going to do a review, hand out some awards, and we'll go from there. Thank you. All right. Let's just do a quick check-in of the standings overall going into week 9. We got in first place with a record of 6-2, Schmeagle on a 3-game win streak. Coming in right behind him, Logan's Heroes, also 6-2. He's on a 2-game win streak. Suck My Dicka back in the win column for third place on a 1-game win streak. Blame the Persians drops. He's at 4 after losing last week. Dome Patrol got a little bit of heat going. 2-game winning streak. He's at 5 with a record of 4-4. Behind him, Heisler with a record of 4-4 on a 3-game winning streak. Also vaulted by a very big 40-point plus performance from Deshaun Watson last week. Now he's got Drew Stanton in the lineup. So still going to try to figure out if I can get him on the show and just kind of pick his brain, see what he's thinking, and just what that means to him. Bringing up the 500 in seventh place, the Hurricane Dickas on a two-game losing skid. And eighth place, Stone's Throw, also on a two-game losing skid. The record's 3-5. And rounding out the bottom at 9-10, we got Hashtag Finelli, 2-6 on a four-game losing skid. And actually, Finelli is on the receiving end of our first award, which is the Week 8 Beatdown of the Week. Down goes Frazier. Beatdown of the Week. Logan's Heroes, 127.4 points to Finelli's measly 82.3 for a 45-point beatdown. Finelli, who recently just made his own trade, we know has waved the white flag for the season. He's made comments saying that he's looking to next season and is trying to collect draft picks. So he's looking to make trades. We thank him for his $150 contribution to this year's winner's fund, as he won't be winning because he's given up pretty much. Honestly, with eight teams still, you're one game out of eighth place, it's still possible to make the playoffs. So while he may think that the season's over and he's trying to look to next season, it doesn't really matter. He could still make the playoffs. But one team that hasn't, who's been at the bottom from the beginning on a two-game losing streak nonetheless, Thunderlips, 1-7 record. Yes, they're on a two-game winning streak. Yes, everything about their team is absolutely appalling. However, he just made a little bit of a deal getting Andy Dalton. He's still trying to work the trade lines with others. And it shows that there's still a little bit of fight left in him. I kind of like it. I like that he's got a little bit of fight left in him. He went and picked up Josh Gordon. Is it a homer pick? I don't know. He tried to pick Josh Gordon up and then tried to flip him for draft picks. So, you know, that could be a business decision and not a fantasy football decision. However, there are a few signs here that there's still some life left in him. He's like, Jared is like a boxer who's just got his ass kicked and he's on the canvas, but the heart still beats while the blood streams down his face and the sweat starts to pour into his eyes and burn. That heartbeat, boom, 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 boom. He's still got some life left in him. If you guys ever saw the Tom Cruise movie Samurai, where he duels with the samurai, the swords, the wooden swords, and just no matter how many times the samurai warrior keeps beating the shit out of him, Tom Cruise, that is, he keeps in the rain and the mud, he keeps staggering to his feet only to get knocked down again, but he keeps getting up, and it's hard to keep a good man down. For the record, I'm not calling Jared a good man by any means. But seems like he's fighting. He seems like he's fighting. He's trying. So kudos to him. That's the league as we know it going into Week 9. Coming up in just a few seconds, we're going to break down the matchups, and I'm going to tell you who's winning what. Okay? Here we go. All right. Take two. Okay, first matchup, number 4, Blame the Persians, versus number 6, Hail Heisler. Look, Heisler just got dealt a blow. He thought he was going to be, you know, climbing out from the bottom half and start to really make a push towards the upper half of the rankings and try to get a little surge going with Deshaun Watson. Not going to happen. So he cut bait. He picked up Drew Stanton, Arizona quarterback who takes on San Francisco. Also, part of that trade, he's got Lamar Miller now. Lamar Miller, if there was ever a week to lose your hot quarterback and throw somebody else into the fire, it's against Indianapolis, who's dog shit this season. So expect Lamar Miller to have a nice big game. We're going to have to lean heavy on the run with without their star rookie quarterback. Things, I want to pick Heisler here because I feel that it could be an upset. However, when you look over, you know, the projected points at the moment, Ali is only less than 20 points projected away from Heisler, but that's without a starting running back, a tight end, a defense, and a third wide receiver. So, I originally was going to pick Heisler. I'm changing my pick. Blame the Persians. Marches on. Improves to 6-3. Jordan falls to 4-5. Now, next matchup. Number 5 versus number 8. Dome Patrol. New name. Love it. Versus a stone's throw. Dome Patrol getting the name from the old New Orleans Saints linebacking crew. I believe from the 80s that used to be nasty. So, Mark, with the new identity, he's not thinking about zero running backs anymore because he's got great running backs. He's got McCoy. He's got Drake, who's taken over in Miami. Good things are afoot there. This is pretty evenly matched. However, I'm going to give the nod to Dome Patrol. Tyrod Taylor up against New York Jets tonight. Drew Brees against Tampa Bay. Good. Brees and Michael Thomas. And just to point out, I think after a trade from a couple weeks ago that landed Landry with Dome Patrol, he now has 3 of the most targeted 9 top 9 wide receivers. However, Stone Store does have Carson Wentz, who is a badass. And he does have Will Fuller, who is also a badass against Indianapolis. But no Deshaun Watson. But Fuller should be the go-to receiver for whoever's going to be taking over at quarterback. So, all that being said, though, I think Mark's going to steal this one this week in a close one. Up next, Logan's Heroes versus Thunderlips. Logan, for whatever reason, is starting Jimmy Garoppolo, who probably won't start. Also, he has Ezekiel Elliott, who is suspended, also starting. He's probably going to have to plug in Leonard Fournette. But Thunderlips, he went out, he added Andy Dalton, who's playing Jacksonville. Not a great matchup in Jacksonville, no less, against one of the top defenses. But you know what? I'm thinking upset. I think Thunderlips gets it done this week, takes down the number 2 Logan Heroes, and improves to 2-7. Still stays in 10th place, but what can you do? Actually, as we're taking a look at this right now, yeah, he still stays in 10th place because I'm picking Schmeagle to win. Schmeagle continues to march on as the best in the league. Got Alex Smith up against Dallas. He's got Crabtree against Miami. Those are all good things. Stafford is going up to Green Bay. I don't like it. However, Finelli does have a wide receiver and a kicker presently on a bye. Who does he have on his bench? He can plug in somebody like Emmanuel Sanders, who's up against Philly. Questionable. Richardson, who's from Seattle, who's up against Washington. Questionable. But a good slew of Schmeagle's best players are on a bye. But I'm going to say Schmeagle, and he continues his winning ways, which drops. All right, and I'm back with the final matchup of the week, which is me versus DeVito. The Hurricane Dick is squaring off against number 3, Suck My Dicka. Look, I got Matt Ryan, and I got Dak Prescott, who... Dak Prescott is our, you're killing me, Smalls player of the week, putting up a measly 7 points of offense. Yes, I know, very disagreeable, very sad, makes me sad too, babe. But he's got a 5-star matchup rating against Kansas City at home this week, so I'm expecting great big things. Mike Evans takes on New Orleans, Julio Jones takes on Carolina. And thank God Larry Fitzgerald goes up against a struggling San Francisco 49ers team. Yes, both of my top running backs are out, so I have to start Blunt and Lynch. But that means nothing. I know, that makes me sad, too. It makes me sad, too. Somebody woke up from her nap a little early and totally in a pissed-off mood. We've only had 3 blowouts today and thrown up on herself. So, Quinn is definitely not winning Thursdays. Brady's out. Keenan Allen's out. Howard's out. And even if he puts in McCown and Abdullah and or Mixon or Curse or whoever, it doesn't matter. I'm winning this week. I'm winning this week and getting back on track as I continue to march on to the playoffs. So I win. Fantasy, 7-star fantasy football, big ball, MVP of the week. Well, there's quite a few. I'd like to send off, let's say, you'd like to send Deshaun Watson off on a high note, as he's done for the year, but he put up 43 fantasy points. You got DeAndre Hopkins out there with 28 points. He won off for 224 yards receiving and one touchdown. And Zeke Elliott, also nice knowing you. Good seeing you. 150 yards rushing, two touchdowns. Not a bad week. Also in the mix, Will Fuller. He 125 yards receiving, two touchdowns. But the big balls MVP player goes to Blame the Persians, Russell Wilson, with a whopping 44 points. That's 452 yards passing, four touchdowns. Just to tack on, just for fun, another 30 yards. So nearly 500 yards of offense from the Seattle quarterback in their win against Houston. So that's going to wrap up today's show. Stay tuned for possibly an interview, if I can get anyone to answer the phone. All right. If you don't hear from me, I hope your weekend is filled with what?
TDs and beer.
Right? Right, Quinn?
TDs and beer. TDs and beer.
I hope your mother never listens to this. Okay. Play with my watch.